Okay, so the topic for today is thermostats and refrigerators, air conditioners, the like. So there is a tshuva, Shlomo Zalman writes about this in two different places, Ibn HaShlomo, and also, I guess, the other place is really Ma'orei Eish HaShole, and the new one is really the same, it's probably a quotation, Ibn HaShlomo, that he thinks you're able lehorid, that's a temperature shel makarer, right? Once the motor is running at that point, you're allowed to lower the temperature. Because what's going to happen? By doing so, you're going to cause it just simply to stay on longer, right? When it's already on, you're lowering the temperature. You're not turning it on. It's just going to stay on longer. It's a chiddush, but the things, what you're doing is just leaving something.
Does it work harder when it's low?
So does it work harder? I don't think I think the answer to that is no. It's a good question. Tzarchin, if it works harder at that point. Was that? Is that true? If you set the temperature, as far as I understand, I think it's the same type of thing. It's just going to stay on longer.
I'm saying for an air conditioning, it's all about the setting of the temperature you set
it on. Right, but
without thermostat.
Oh, so there is you're saying there it's a qualitative thing.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's the same here.
Okay, so I guess probably it's Zarchin if that's going to be. And similarly, this is also interesting. Are you allowed to do the opposite? You're going to raise the temperature. Right? But what's going to happen? After there's a yaktim hafsakas avodas hamanoah, you're going to cause it to go off earlier. After I did, and now you're going to cause it to go on and off more times throughout the course of the day. Yeah, here's the exact quote. Sorry. Mutter Shapir, the horridus as a temperature, shall Makarei the regulator, am Yuad Lakach, Kivan Shep Lossa, who's there, Rak Makdenis, Amerchok, Shabin Hamapuach, Vahola Kanegdi, shall Mapsik, the Gorim Bakach, Ham Shachas Avoda, which is continuing. Ein Lachmish Mazel Tikun Monarchy, when Shakaf Tom Yuad Lakach, we give him Tommy the Shano, so the Shapir Shari Hagam, Ein Lach the Shami Yitaka. Ophia Ha Amr Lalla, Nirashu Adin, Mutter Gamla Halosa temperature. I'm going to cause it to go off earlier now. I guess it's going back to the original point. Even now, when you're making it colder, what's going to happen? But you're making it colder now, it's going to be working for longer times of Shabbos, for more often of Shabbos. Or similarly, if you said it, until now, it was set for making up a number. It was set for I don't know how cold is the fridge. How cold is the refrigerator? No idea. Okay, make up a number, 60 degrees. And now you lower it to 55. So what's going to happen? So now that it's down to 55, it's going to have to be working more. First of all, for longer, and then this is okay. Fine, you'll tell me that's just continuing the same process. But this is a bit more of a chiddush. Now I'm even continuing to do what? Now, instead of going on again in 4 hours, it's going to go on again in 3 hours. This is going to have to keep up the same temperature. So you can be causing it to go on earlier. So do I have to be concerned about the fact that, okay, Bishlamot is the fact that I'm keeping it on is fine. But I'm causing it to go on. and I'm causing it to go on earlier. So do I have to be worried about that? Right? After Rada Zuhu Gorim Lamaita says Manjam and Noah in the motor, Nachva Eino Oven, Vinim Sash Vimeshach Hayom Ya'avod Misper Pa'amim Yoser, it's going to go on and off, more will go on more often. Since at this point, what you're doing is continuing the same process. We don't care from the fact that it's going to go on, you're going to cause it to go on earlier. That you could continue. You're allowed to cause something to go out, to go off before it's going to go on. Meaning, like Mamas is past Yonatan, past Shuvah, my father asked me the question. Typical, famous, typical question. Are you allowed to have, let's say you want the air conditioner to go on or go off, whatever, and it's before it's on. The air conditioner didn't do anything yet. So are you allowed to change the time when it's going to go off before it goes on? So that's what he's saying here, that since we're not up to that point yet at all, we can't consider you to be doing anything at this point. That's as you saw. Now he's going to prove that through three rayas. First of all, the ein choshishin lahachzir mayim al gabi ha'esh af ba'ofen da'yamakom lachshosh da'hamayim shebekdeiro yisadu. Even though I'm afraid that what's going to happen, that the water is going to turn into gas. Oh, the buser, I'm going to put a buser back on. Oh, you two gone. It's going to turn into gravy. Right, the meat's going to turn into gravy, and a mela, I'm going to be at that point be metagin, which is more tzli. Even for those opinions, rachoshish tzli achar bishal. I mean, right now I'm putting on meat. Later on, through the course of whatever I'm doing, the meat's going to turn into gravy, and then I'm going to turn, and then I'm going to, at that point, end up doing sli, even for those of you who are worried about sli achar bishul, this is not that problem. That's one right. In other words, the basic point we see from there is it depends on the way you're starting out, not what is going to happen, tol kedei, the maisa that I'm going to be doing. Raya number one. Raya number two, quotes from the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Yates, Sif Katan Lamet Gimel, the Yachol Litain Mayim B'Mishmeres Shanosan Bashmorim Meherev Shabbos. Again, you have seeds, some type of sediment, and you're allowed to pour water into that. Be'ein Choshishin Lahadah Hamayim Shehoyu Ruuyim B'Shtiyam Kotem. I had good water. I'm putting it into sediment. And then what's going to happen is I'm going to come out with clear water. It's going to fall out through the bottom. So if I started out with water with shmarim, then clearly that would be mishameret. That would be a problem using mishameres. Right? That would be a form of boger. Rakid. So why is this not a problem? Rabbi Ein Choshishin Lahad HaMayim Shehoyu Ruuyim L'Shtiyah Mikotem B'Sofei Ba'is Yinon Ol Machmas HaShmarim. And again, what's the pshat? Because being that I started out with clean water and I end up with clean water, and I didn't, whatever's happening in the middle was come out irrelevant. I didn't. The ma'aseh that I did was. My problem, he has a third raya as well. Similarly, lo matzinu dehamavir ish, I'm lighting a fire, yechoshev gam kegorem kiboy vasiyas pechom la'achar hadlaka. I never say that by lighting a fire, I'm also making something easier to be light, but I'm going to cause it to go out earlier. It's a strange way of looking at things. So L'chor, if you'd ask me, he may be Rav Sol, I certainly offer any tachas raglo. But could one possibly be done on some of these rags? To hainu. Could one be machalik in a case where basically right now you are doing a dvar heter? But what? Derech agav, some dvar issa is going to come about through your heter. Right? You're pouring mayim in mishameres. So I don't know why you're pouring them through mishameres. Probably not because you want clear water, because you had clear water from before. So LMI, why are you doing this? You're doing that, I don't know, because you want to wash the kli. I have no idea why you're doing this. You want to wash the kli. Or you want to do something else. Right? Now. And this other factor is going to come out. The water is going to become, is going to come out clean. Is derech agav. Masha'inkein, could one be machalik when our type of case, where you're setting, let's say, a timer, where you're setting something to go on, you're setting something to go on later on, especially the timer case, right? Right now, if you're being machavin for the later thing, Rav Shlomo Zalman is trying to prove from it. We start again. Rav Shlomo Zalman is trying to prove from all of these type of cases that it all depends on your ma'isa. If your ma'isa that you're doing right now is roi to do the malacha, you could be chayiv for it, or you could be aser. But if whatever malacha would be doing could only come about later on, right now I'm doing a dvar hater. The dvar iser shebo, only shayich, toch kedei, the entire process, then he thinks there's no malacha at all. Right? However, is it possible that the real pshat is, in a lot of these cases, is that the heter is only coming about because they're all derech agav. I don't mean to be, when I'm lighting a fire, I don't mean to have that fire go out later on and be mechaber. Or when I'm pouring that water through the mishameres, through the shmarim, again, I'm doing it for some other purpose, and derech agav, this is happening. Albeit it's a big ratio, but it's still, I can't focus on that point later on because I'm doing something else first. Masha in Cain, in a case, let's say the timer question, where I'm setting it to go on then and go off then. So that I could say, I'm turning it off over there directly. I'm not sure I'd be chayer for that, because probably at that, probably that would still be a grum, I imagine. But as an Issa D'Rabbanan, I think it would be fair. It's reasonable to say, not glaringly obvious that it's mutter.
Yeah, the refrigerator case more like...
The refrigerator, that's something that's very good. In terms of the timer question, in terms of the refrigerator, it gets a little bit more complicated. Right, because there, basically, I'm trying to...
It's
a little bit unclear. It was right. It was, I'm basically saying I wanted to get to that temperature every single time. I want to continue right. So whenever it's not going to be at that temperature, I want it to go back to that temperature. I'm not doing it at a specific moment, but I. It's an interesting comparison. Like, where do you find cases?
For the timer question.
Say it again.
He was bringing a
riot. He did not bring a riot for that. Did he bring a riot from that for that for the actual timer question?
He was talking about the refrigerator
cases. Yochel lahorid is a temperature shel mekarer. So that's not exactly the timer, but it's a little bit, it's somewhere in between. Yeah, also a fascinating dimion within this. The Eno Dome, the Chayiv, and I guess he's viewing that as apparently because of the Shasarabim Be'emsa. You know, right now I'm throwing it directly into Rishus Hayach, into Rishus HaRabim. And then it's Derech Agav, it's going to end up in the Rishus Hayach. And the Hanach is only going to be in Rishus Hayach, so why should I be Chayiv? Right? It's only... The shiny hasam, the ha'evin, the ha'rishuyos, kfar isa ba'olam, everything's already there right now. It's not, yes, in place things are different. But mashenkin, the ability to do kibbutz is only reshayach after the havara. In time, there's no, the ability to do one is not going to, doesn't exist until after the other one. You see the difference. Yes, also v'kol nasis mikocho, mashenkin kan l'fi madi isa achsho lo shayach lal ha'malacha d'achakach. Through this, he explains very similar as we said before. He explains the Magen Avraham and Shin Yud Ches Mem, the Viyavesh Leko Bishal Achar Bishal Af Hecha the Ini Muach of Neish Agir Liad Zaletis Bo. Same type of thing, right? I'm cooking the Viyavesh. It's already been his Bashal. Even though Toch Kedei the Bishal, it's going to turn into oil, fat. Af Opichein. Think that will still be mutter. Next. The big issue, certainly the earlier posting which dealt with these inyanim, was opening refrigerator doors. When the motor is on, the motor is not on. Supposedly they stayed. Rav Moshe used to go sit there, used to go under his refrigerator and constantly try to figure out when it was on, when it wasn't. You would think Zaka in Venel Fichvodo, but he, I guess it's good. David HaMelech was so sick. Matar Yishel Abayla, Dam Mishilya, and he was in the rest of the Brachos. David HaMelech Yisrael, if you could be Osik with these Inyanim, then or halacha, then. The psichas, that's where Shlomo Zalman thought he was, in many of these areas, he was very, very makal. The psichas adela shel mekarer, leko isra af midrabana, at any point. Why? The mekarer kfar oroch mesukon. It's already set, it's already, yeah, making a kli. You're not doing anything of permanence, anything new. It's already a refrigerator. And the Ojesh Lahatir, he continues, given that Vigrama Vilvad. You're causing it to happen quickly. The shiny zoom in Magis, which according to Magis, stirring the power, which is Chayev, according to the Mekayev Abishal. Shiny also in the Maskil Lemayar Abishal Miyad. That's the mechanism that the way the refrigerators work, apparently, is once it gets hot enough, and it causes enough gas to cause the system to move, to trigger. So then he said, if the heter is based on the fact you're not doing any malachah at all, because it's already kliya mesukon lakach, that's one thing. But we know that gets us into things we spoke about at great length already. What's the electricity, getting a motor to go once it's already, if it's off at a certain point, the chazonish, is it a makav path, is it a rabbana and molid, that entire story again. So if the heter is based on only on the electricity is basically mutter anyway, fine. But certainly I don't think we're gonna rely on that. So now in terms of the grama point, so again we'll have to, these are some of the svaras that we spoke about already. But after lohi tiyu grama el tzorech zehu davko b'she'osek gof hamalacha yidei grama abal eino elab avokan eino elab sekresha. Right, as we spoke about this at the time. According to many, psik resha, begrama would be mutter. I think at the time we mentioned the sheet of the Meiri. Meiri in Shabbos, daf kofcha, aleph, we had his unique shita in explaining the Gemara over there that grama alone is an issa d'rabbanan, p'sik resha alone is chayiv even, but we don't apply grama b'psik resha. In the same so in the Aaron Kofra, it's Kofra. It's in that there also. However, and it is only in Iri, it's not Muslim, other Rishonim answer that sugi, that same sugi very differently. It's pretty clear that not everybody agreed to that svara. Right? Not everybody agreed to that same svara. That's where you say the Archel Shabbos, for example, he quotes. Well, I basically step back. I'm sorry. The same reason Derech Agav, the Magen Avraham, and some Rishon Gimel, it's called Memal, is a very important kulub to know. Says for the same explain the same way. We may have mentioned in the past that we're not machmir for psik ratio about Mira Lakom, even though again Mira Lakom itself is shvus. It's a shvus mash, but psik ratio of course is chayiv. However, if you put the two together, it's mutter. The Kedai Kula to know, in terms of opening refrigerators, and again, so many things in our life right now at this point are psik reishos. So if we're concerned about a mirul akum, that in this situation, there's room to be mekel. So there's Sefer Archa Shabbos. He brings there are those again who relied on this meiri. The medical the psik ratio of the grama, he quotes the poskim that they answered it, and they only mattered once the motor is already on, the motor is already going. Then this type of thing would be mutter. But if you're going to do a grama, but you are, again, this is very 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 typical. But you are opening the refrigerator door earlier, you're going to cause it to heat up. Or you're going to cause the oven door. You're opening the oven door earlier, you're going to cause it to cool down. And therefore, it's going to have to either work harder, as what you spoke about before, or start up again. Then, even though it's a grama still has to midravana. According to these poskim. So then he continues. If you want to ask it, this is also gets. So now let's take it to an extreme. What's going to happen if you have a refrigerator, right? You have a refrigerator which is working at X strength now, right? Because it has to keep the insides cool despite the atmospheric conditions around it. So now you're going to open up the window. You can open up the door around it. So by your opening up the window, you open the door around it, then what happens? Then in Mela, the motor's going to have to work harder, or it's going to have to go on earlier, and you're going to cause it to go on earlier. Same type of problem. You have to worry not only about the fridge itself, you should have to worry about opening the windows in the room. I was very fascinated. My wife just told me that... What? Essential, we'll talk about that in a second. But practically, that we have a refrigerator outside on our porch. So she told me it only works during the spring, summer, and fall. But in the winter, it doesn't work because the fridge can't keep up. It doesn't know that it's cold outside. It can't, if everything freezes, because it's trying to keep things cold, but it's already freezing anyway. I never thought that it would be subject to the... It's an interesting mitzvah. I didn't know that. So if that's the case, I've done, you're speaking of central air, but again, this is Rishlomo Zalman, the Archa Shabbos, the Becheder Kotten, the Mayochol Asos, Kenech, the Meshana, the Midas HaOr Miyad. So fine, if you're dealing with a huge room, and I'm opening a window half a centimeter, then it's come out negligible. It's come out whatever you're doing to the refrigerator is going to be come out negligible. However, if I'm dealing with a small room, forget about especially if you're dealing with the central air or air conditioning in the room, you're going to cause it to go on faster. So the Archa Shas, even Rav Yashiv, that's how was makel with this. Why? The Havish, first of all, Shelo Kederach. Even the Eino Osa Pula Beguf HaMachshir. So Shelo Kederach, Mirit Hashem, we'll have to get to at some other point in our life. First of all, v'daito da'af psichas mekarer kahanal eino iser Torah. Why? I think what it repeats the word shalok adarko, I think he means it's more of a grama for that reason. I don't think he means only shalok adarko, because they're one of the reasons we explain, you're not acting on the thing directly, that gufa is a form of a grama. I think we spoke about that at the time. And then he continues, you're not turning it on directly by yourself. I'm not sure what that means exactly, whether that means Shnayim Shasua, but what it probably means is that it's Kagrama. That's what he probably means. I'm not sure what it's only, if the point is Grama itself should be, we should still ask her midrabanon if it's pure grama. But I guess maybe the tzibruf of Shaloka Darko and the grama and all these points together. And again, by the way, the heter and the raisis, the tactic number one is the Dovashein of Miskavi and Lechora. We'll get, again, this is, it's going to be an important part of the discussion, all of these type of issues. And we're not talking about Shein Miskavein right now, but how do I view this? Is this a Dover Shein Miskavein, or is this a Psik Resha, or is this a Kiilu Dover Miskavein, one could argue? You can see what I mean by that. Because number one is overtime, in terms of overtime, it's a grum of a Psik Resha. It's going to happen. If I leave it out there if I leave the door open for a few minutes, or whatever, excellent, for a long enough period of time, then the motor will go on, or something will happen because of that. That's definitely point number one. Point number two is, could I even apply the Dover Sheinim Miskavein? As we hinted at before, are you exactly Eino Miskavein? You set the thing in order that, while you set this appliance in order that it should be X amount of degrees. So you want it to go back on at a certain point. And you want it whenever you open the door, it should go back on. So is that exactly? Could one say that it's a davar she'eino miskavein, or even a psikureisha d'lo nechole? Not so pashut. You think yes?
And you don't still want it to get opening it up. You're rather now. You would want it to close stuff down after how warm.
Right. That is a svara that is brought over there, but the fact is, being that you are opening it, meaning when do I say I'd rather? Not the same, but I would rather. I'm building a house. So I'd rather the house been there already, so I wouldn't have to build it. Obviously, that's absurd, but I mean, a classical model is a fire. So I'd rather there wouldn't be a fire. I'd rather the fire would be out. So that's okay. I'm getting rid of a fire. I have an annoying animal, nuisance, a pest. So I want to get rid of the pest. So that's a classic model. So the thing that's language of Rashi is something that you didn't want to be there. You're basically misalik. So in a certain scenario, I'd rather not have the boat is not a good example. That's not going to be a machlokes in chiddush for a chiddush to it. Balam or Ramban. I think in certain scenarios, I'd rather not have been in that situation in the first place. But once I'm there, at that point, you want it that way. So once I'm opening the door, I want it to cool. I want it to.
That's not your name.
The machine is good. What? Okay. So, good. No, I'm not going to fight it. At this point, we're not going to fight it. And then even if you'll tell me, in other machinery as we spoke about many times, if I start, we mentioned, for example, the extreme version of, if I start a machine, if I start this and I start a conveyor belt, this leads to that, and that leads to this, and which leads to the other thing, and leads to, and so we spoke at the time, based on Rechayim Shamayim, maybe based on other sources, that you would be chayev even for this to go around many times. So here, by my opening the fridge, I'm starting that system. He says, Enu Domen. Why? Again, this is all Rosh Zalman. After Bavadayim Yisoliv Gal Gal Ech Oru Machmas Koach Rishon Yifol Gal Gal Limachayim Kulom Nechtoven Ki Koach Rishon Hainu Shekulom Mistoviv Machmas Koach. Aval Kan Hachom Eno Mathil Take Up Es HaMenor. It doesn't put on, the heat doesn't put, it doesn't turn on the motor. Ki Imel Achar Shekvar Gorim Tchila Pu'ulo Shonos Habe Grama. The heat itself doesn't turn on the motor, rather through other processes. So you're not exactly using the koach rishon in the same way. So after all this, and then Rosh Shlomo Zalman is basically making in terms of opening fridges, whenever, however, you should know, Rav Moshe, he was quoting Rav Henkin at the time. That's all. Well, but it's a chronom levelchavot at this point. Hit there, liftoach dafka b'shoa she'in ha'menoa poel. It was makel only when the motor was already it's interesting.
What's that?
It should be when it's on already, right? It should be when it's on. I think I made a mistake. Yeah. When it's on already.
Otherwise, even if it's on already, you open the door, then you're going to cause the next cycle to go on faster, even if it's already on.
Hold on a second. When it's, what's going
no,
on?
It's only when you're on.
If it's off right now, I'm going to cause it to go on
faster. But no, I think you're right. It's supposed to be that when it's on, the head there is. But even so, like Apple became, like when it's on, you open the door, it's going to cause the next cycle.
Next cycle. So that maybe he's going to be Salmei Chaim, the same cool as
Yeah.
There he's going to be lying on the thing that I'm not. That you don't have to think about it right now. I'm certainly not causing. I'm not doing that directly.
When it's on, you're not going to obviously cause it to turn on because it's on.
Right. Okay. Is there more to say about thermostat? I'm sure there are. Is there any other questions which I should think about before about thermostats? I was going to move on right now, but if you have anything that's good, I'd.
And I've heard refrigerators these days can be worse the way they make them.
Yeah, because they're made to basically. For immediate, that's a good point. I should bring
smart card. I don't know exactly what it is.
Say it again.
That makes some special smart card or something.
Exactly. It's very good. So, yeah. So there are those. I'm sure it's gonna be, as time is going to go on. Everything is made to improve itself and work more immediately, and therefore, if it's done digitally and computerized, when you open the door, then mela automatically. It's not the chat. It used to be the motor would run for, make believe, 15 minutes. And then it would go off. It would go off. Unless you open the door, maybe that would change things every occasionally. But now, it knows, the minute you open the door, maybe it will go on instantaneously, or at least if not instantaneously, it will go on if it's open for 30 seconds, a minute, whatever. I'm sure there are ways you could set things that you could program it. But if that's the case, then you know how long you're opening it up is much more directly. It's almost much harder to say that's a grandma. You're causing whatever that is. I mean, causing was an incorrect word, but you're turning on whatever that is with a certain amount of immediacy. Yeah, so the newer models are certainly much more problematic because they notice these things right now. Right now, it's not just a matter of, over time, because you're causing it to get hotter. Because it's going to get hotter, Mimela, it's going on right now. No, it knows. The Minyan, right? That's a correct point. They should have brought that out. The newer models, and yet that's why the many are much more machmir about some of the newer models to look into these. To look into these. And sometimes the fancier you get, the more problematic you get. Thank you. I should have brought that point out. Yes, it is. Yeah, definitely is an important point. Now, we'll start the next topic. Again, if any more questions, more things we should look into in terms of thermostats, I think it is a very, very key issue. Then we should bring them up and raise them. We should analyze them and talk about them. But the next topic, which I wanted to start with right now, is machshirei grama. Machshirei grama, largely in Eretz Yisrael, they have them. Originally, they were made for hospitals and people who regularly had to otherwise been done what would be Machal Shabbos, but sometimes they had to. There are various heterim for them to be doing it. But would it be better if you could have something arranged where it wouldn't necessarily be Machal Shabbos? Like a doctor who has to be working and has to saving lives, but in the course of his work, first of all, some things he's doing may or may not be Kuach Nefesh. Not everything that he's doing is pikuach nefesh. But if you arrange things, if you knock everything down to the Rabbanon, maybe it could be helpful. Or even in pikuach nefesh itself, maybe there'd be reasons if you could arrange things in advance. Again, if it's in the short term and you know there's going to be any possibility of delay because of using something else, and certainly we don't delay a second in pikuach nefesh. Which every rabbi is supposed to keep reminding his congregants. That Hashoel is very, very harsh on someone who has to ask Shilohs at that point. No, at that point, we're not asking Shilohs, go save people's lives. However, if in advance one's able to have something arranged, which you could knock things down to Darman as opposed to Darais, and L'chor Matov Manoim, why not? So, that was probably the impetus to have these grum machines. And once you have that, then there are various other reasons for all types of other people who have various needs on Shabbos. Handicapped people, or then they went further. So obviously, each one is more questionable whether it's possible, it's appropriate to use these to use various kulas. But let's say stam for the sake of maybe Oneg Shabbos. Oh, would it be easier if I could have had fresh food, blended food, this type of whatever? So, some of these organizations try to make various type of gadgets, which are going to work based on various forms of grama, to knock it down to a bottom, or maybe they think even beyond that, in order to facilitate better what they would think would be better health, more. More adherence to Chol Shabbos. Okay, so two of the more famous organizations or individuals behind the organizations who have what we call Machshirei Grama. One of them is based on Rav Levi Yitzchak Halpern, numerous svarim, Machom Technology. He wrote the Shuvah's Maisa Choshev. He wrote the Sefer on Grama Bahalacha. Whatever many people, as we'll see, many people will argue with him, but clear, it's Pashat. He has a clear Hav, he has a very deep Havana. He certainly knows the Torah very well. He's put a tremendous amount of efforts into this. That would be one Talmud Chacham who has some of these, has a system for these Machshirei Grama. The other one will be Yisrael Rosen of Tzomet. Two different forms of creating Machshirei Grama. So we'll start with right now, we'll have to pick up with the next time. We'll start with what mechanisms they use to explain. With Halpern, was known for using what was called Minias Hamonea. Minias Hamonea. What's name does? What is this? So, that's obviously a term that he coined. But he's based on the fact that we spoke already, the Gemara's in Sanhedrin spoke about Hasaras Hamonea. Hasaras Hamonea is you have a dam holding back a lot of water, and when you remove the dam, then all the water is going to shoot forth. So the Gemara says, what comes out immediately, it's Kolach Rishon and Yechayah for. Comes out afterwards, it's Kolach Sheni, I'm going to be Potter for. Okay, that's classic Hasaras Hamonea. However, let's say you do something else. Minias Hamonea. What does this mean? So he explains how this works. Hamachshir kvar mechubar lezera milifnei HaShabbos. Right? The appliance is already attached to carbon. But what? Elo sheyesh pulsei or sheayadam misrokein hazera. Whoever you're sending some type of radar, some type of light, which stops the zerem from going. Which stops the flow from which stops the current, basically. It doesn't allow the current to go. Now, what are you going to do? Now you're going to press a button. Machnisa tris bifnei pulsim halalu. You're now going to do what? You're going to stop this light from stopping. You're going to stop this light from breaking the current. In other words, you're acting only on what? You're acting on the light, which is the item which is blocking the current. Mela, once you're acting on the light, Mela, the light stops. The light's not going to be there anymore. Mela, the current will flow as it would undisturbed by the light which had been there. But you're not in his vision, in his purview. What you're doing is you're not creating the current. Well, the current's already there. It's just being blocked by something else, and you're not even removing that blockage. What you're doing is you're sending something else to block the thing which is blocking it.
It's better than Birkat HaMayim.
So he thinks it's better than Birkat HaMayim. That's where he's coming from. And what's his source for this in Gemara? Yisoda heter bonoi al pi shulchan aruch reish ayin zayin beiz im haya pasuach adeles keneged hamadura. Right? Have a door open near a flame torch. Mutter lisagro, I'm able to close the door. Ve'ein choshishin mishum mechabel. What does that mean? V'mishnevu afshe haruach hayim avira. Even though ironically, we think sometimes the wind blows out the candle, but in this situation, the wind was flaming the fire. So now you're closing the door. It's not going to have that wind anymore to flame the fire. So I'm now going to have less of a fire, less of a flame, because I'm closing the door. Ein bo mishum mechabe, mishum derak otze haruach umemelo techabe. That is the heter of based on basically Minias Hamonea. You're not being Mechava at all, directly in his view. What you're doing is you're blocking the thing which is causing something which is causing it to be in that case Mavi or more. So in this case, you're blocking that outside thing, that outside force, and by doing so, the Shulchan Aruch passes that that's mutter. So he thinks, why don't I say the same thing? I'm blocking these pulsei or these pulses of light, which will now basically turn it into a crumb. he thinks it's beyond grama because again, if I'm closing the door, that's mutter, it's not even grama. That's the basis of his kula. So what do you think about that? Pretty good, right? You think. Problem is it exactly the same thing as the wind? Why? So, this is where the Shvus Yitzchak, Yitzchak Darzi, we quoted him in the past. I think others already had this problem. He just sort of codifies it in a sefer. That, wait a second. What? When you're dealing with a wind, the door is open, Mimela, wind is able to come into a candle. Mashenkein, if you set up a contraption, where the way to turn it on and off is by sending light signals or removing light signals, then what's the difference? Why is that any more or less of a grama? It's not exactly what he says it, but if I'm turning on an on or off switch, what am I doing? I'm moving my hand to the right. I'm moving my hand up or down. I'm not exactly putting a wire together. I'm working on something else. And Mamela, that caused, I'm moving in one direction. Mamela, am I turning that way? Something else happens. Or an extreme. I heard in the name of one of them goggle against what I'm about to say, but I think everyone else in the world, I believe, is in the following is not grandma. Someone pulls the trigger of a gun. So they're pulling this way. Then what happens? The bullet goes the other direction. Yet, I think, as far as I know, almost everybody assumes that to be chayiv. Part of what's going on is why? Because that's the way this contraption is set up.
A bow and arrow.
Isho is mishum chitzo. Chitzo is definitely mishum chitzo. Huh? What? You pull it the other way, exactly. And especially in terms of Hilchos Shavuot, to pick up with this the next time, maybe we'll stop it. Could we do this again tomorrow? Would that work?
No, tomorrow doesn't work. Okay, so...